Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch, Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is my good friend and a guy who, I'll just say this, true integrity is when you help people to change their lives and people will never know about it.
Right.
That's Mr. Gaddy right here.
Thank you.
The stuff that he does behind the scene that has literally changed people's lives and they will never even know about it.
Right.
This guy wears that, you know what I mean, shield front and center. So
thanks
again for coming back to me. I know we've been playing phone tag and stuff like that, but I appreciate you, man.
Likewise. You know? Appreciate the opportunity to be here again.
So yeah. Let me tell you, just let me jump right in. Tell me some new and exciting things that the Chamber has coming up, along with these great entrepreneurs that you're highlighting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just great to be able to say that we have close to 80 members within a year.
Okay.
And as we approach our one-year anniversary coming up on Friday, we'll be celebrating that 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
On the opening night of Black and Puerto Rican Legislative Caucus Weekend,
right,
which was the night we decided to launch when we were thinking about the organization back in 2018. Mm-hmm. So we'll be celebrating on 1 year at the same place we launched, Bull Moose Club.
Okay.
Friday, February 14th. I know it's Valentine's Day, so you
can
take a couple hours out to come show us some love.
Yeah, absolutely. Might be a cheaper date. She might not be interested. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to hear nothing about no entrepreneur.
Right.
You need to be digging deep and don't be cheap.
Right. Well, you know, come spend a couple of hours with us, and then you can go, you know, we'll save you some money at our event, and you can go splurge elsewhere.
Right. Well, before I go to my next question, I also was told to give a shout out to Mom.
Always.
Who is a great, great human being, and apples truly don't fall far from the tree.
I'm very fortunate. I'm very fortunate.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how did you come up with, you know, because for years and years when I was an entrepreneur, there was only one Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We knew who that was and what that landscape looked
right.
like. So how did you get this vision and what's your background before you even got into this?
My background is public relations, marketing, media, entertainment. Okay. Those are the things that I'm passionate about. And we'll be gradually transitioning back into once the Chamber, I feel like, is
up and running.
And
the baby has grown into maturity.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's pretty much what I want to get into is, you know, filmmaking, writing. I love to write.
Okay.
So I have a creative side of me that I'm not really, using
exploring.
In a different way now
right.
to try to support, you know, other businesses that are looking for a level of engagement that we don't often receive.
Okay. Now, what do you see or what do you want the Chamber to be involved with or move in the direction that you haven't already done? Give me three highlights where you want to go to where you want the Chamber to move into.
I guess the most important thing is us being the voice as well as the eyes and the ears of minority women businesses.
Well said. Well said.
You know, that's probably the most important thing. A lot of times we're so busy trying to build our businesses up and we're focusing on the capital and the revenue, but we're lacking the aspects of the most important thing, human capital.
Right.
And so while our business owners are kind of spending time in their businesses, I need to be out there and we need to be out there as an organization, seeing and hearing the things that we often are disconnected from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just access to capital. Access.
Which is very, very important.
It's very
access
important.
To capital,
but
right?
See,
but
and to your point, I tell people all the time, but a check doesn't write itself.
Right.
So you have to meet a person. Mm-hmm. You have to spend time with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And through that investment.
Nature and work that relationship.
Absolutely. So through the investment of time, that's when the most valuable information starts to get shared.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're connected through the information pipeline, then you know which banks to go get your funding from.
Yeah.
Or which, you know, a nonprofit, charity, whatever. That information flow is where we kind of lose touch.
Right. What I would say, and I dropped this line on my good friend, Mr. Moody, is most entrepreneurs don't realize is it starts with good credit. And I tell them, you don't have to have a lot of money to get good credit, but you have to have good credit to get a lot of money.
It's true.
I think we all would agree with that, right?
100%.
And people don't realize that. You know, they think, oh, I don't have the money. No, you got to get good credit. And that gives you access to capital.
Exactly.
And what I would like to see, which I'm sure you guys are going to move in to is educating young black folks that, you know, a lot of us sit on the sidelines and we see people like Miss Medina, Mr. Crowder, and we say, we could never be that, you know, because they are, come from money and this, that, and no, no. I would like to see ground, grassroots education on this is how you can become an entrepreneur. Because we all know in the next century, right, there are not going to be any jobs where you work 20 years. Those are our parents' jobs. Right. Everybody's going to have to figure out their niche and figure out a way to really, really apply themselves into the market. And I think in our communities, we lack that education. Right. You know?
So, that's more about owning a company for 20 years.
Right, right. So where do you see yourself going with that type of education in the grassroots? Like if we look out and we see that young man, that young woman, literally staring poverty in the face in their community, but they want to get there.
Right.
How would you try to draw that line from point A to point B?
Sure. So, you know, we're going to be really utilizing the emphasis on financial education and in all its scope. So we have professionals such as Sean who can help people consult about the value of credit. We have several bank members of the organization that throughout the month of April, which is Financial Literacy and Education Month. So April will be a heavy emphasis on exactly what you're talking about.
Great.
And we're working on those programs to see what they look like. That work is in process right now.
Yeah, I am so pro and so on board with encouraging that, because I know in my stint as an entrepreneur for almost over 25 years, that I had at the time the largest minority-owned moving company in upstate New York, and I knew it was just a different landscape. And getting loans and, you know, people going in, you know, looking like me, it just wasn't around, wasn't access, and a lot of things I had to do with cash-driven. But I know now with Chamber of Commerce and what you're bringing out there in the education, it gives people the opportunity to say, I can make it. I can do it.
Absolutely.
You know.
And so one of our primary initiative going forward is really in the context of what you're talking about, which is Black Wealth 2020. And the primary focuses on that are banking, business, or business development, and home ownership.
Okay.
It's really all about creating and establishing generational legacies and wealth.
And generational wealth.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Which is so important.
We have, but those things don't just happen by themselves. It's almost like you have to go back and unlearn what you learned and be taught in a better way, but also being taught by people who can reflect and have experience what your journey has been. Because if I say the term community development up here, it's different than what the term community development means in Arbor Hill, West Hill,
right.
South
well
End.
Said. Well said.
So we have to also take those things and show that businesses such as your CBD store in this neighborhood, the thought process of it can start anywhere.
Right.
You know, so it's important to have that level of engagement where it's okay to create a safe space with professionalism that comes in and shows you anything is possible if you have these certain principles and disciplines to go about it.
And before I close out, and I'll come back to you, what I would like to offer to my two entrepreneurs over here, Ms. Medina and Mr. Crowder, is give back. Find someone who's young, who looks like us, bring them in, a young woman. You know, I mean, you'll be surprised how you turn their life around. Just have her come and see what you do. Like when I was in a business for myself, I would take young individuals, I say, your job is to come with me. Just see what I say, or listen to what I say, see what I do, and see where I go. Yeah. And the knowledge they will get, just being around you and seeing how you interact, will be priceless. You know, I mean, so always remember to like reach down, pull up, give back every day. You know, find someone, go to schools and say, I would like to do an internship. I want some students to come over, and they'll be glad to send them over just to come around and hang out at my business. And also, don't make it easy for them. You know, have them mop floors, have them clean toilets, and say, look, starting a business, you got to start from the ground up, and you got to know how everything works.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, we often think, we see the person driving in the Caddy or the Mercedes, and we think, bam, they just got there like that. But there was a whole lot of work to get in that Mercedes.
A whole lot of work
getting in that Caddy. Yeah. You know, I mean, a whole lot of sacrificing, losing friends, family. And I think that you guys will really represent that well. And I'll end by saying, my motto when I was in business, I always woke up every morning, I hope I can offer this to you. I always said to myself, if there was $200 out there, $100 had my name on it.
That's right.
I want you to believe that I'm giving. I gave that to your husband. He liked it. So I'm going to say that again. You got to wake up every morning, and if there's $200 out there, $100 got your name on it. They can keep the other $100, but $100 is coming to your business. Okay?
I like it.
All right. So, Mr. Gaddy, you want to close out? How do people get involved? How do they reach you, and how do they get connected to the chamber?
Sure. You can visit our website, usnybcc.org. Become a member. You can reach me at info@usnybcc.org. You can come to our one-year anniversary event on February 14th, 8 p.m., Bull Moose Club. Or you can come to our Black Wealth 2020 launch on February 13th. And just kind of stay connected with us and follow us on Facebook.
Great. Well, I just want to say it has been a plum pleasing pleasure and an opportunity and an honor to have all of you guys on my show.
Say that five times.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Plum pleasing pleasure. We're going to leave that.
Yeah, right. See.
Yes. So I'll end by saying, so until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., your overcoming adversity specialist, with my engineer, Doshiana, all right, doing what I'm made to believe. All right.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir. Yeah, you're welcome.